We know who, we know when the Texans are going to play, so let's get Vandermeer's view on it. The voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, Drew Doherty. Hey, week one, the Texans open at home against Washington, and then they go on the road, take their two longest road trips of the season in consecutive weeks two and three. The schedule a little bit tougher than you might initially think.
Well, I think opponent-wise, Drew, you're looking at, what, third easiest in the league, as they call it. That's based on last year's record. I mean, this is real wolf in sheep's clothing kind of stuff. With Washington 2 years ago in the playoffs, you're going to New York to face Eli Manning and the Giants. They had a bad year last year, but come on, it's Eli Manning and the Giants at the Meadowlands, and there are numerous other potholes along the way. I like the fact that the Bill O'Brien era begins at home. That's nice. But those big travel trips at Oakland, at New York, follow that. And then when you have the Monday nighter, you got to go on the road for that and then go on the road the following week. It's a rarity. It happens in this league, and the Texans have to deal with it.
You know, one real sweet spot in the schedule, notoriety wise, you get the Cowboys, then you have a Thursday nighter at home and a Monday nighter at home. On the road at Pittsburgh. That's kind of like the meat of the schedule, at least externally outside of Houston.
Well, you know, everyone's going to look forward to that Cowboys game. It's Houston versus Dallas. It's great. It's up there, and it's only the second time ever the Texans have played in Big D. First time ever at Jerry World. The Colts Thursday nighter. You know, I like that a lot, being at Reliance Stadium, another primetime tilt with the Colts. Let's hope this one ends a lot better than the last one. But it just seems like always lately, anyway, the Texans play the Colts here early and up there late, and it would be great to switch it around and have the trip to Indy earlier in the season. But again, you got to live with it.
And, you know, if you look at it, there's a very, you know, minute chance that weather affects any of these games. They're not going to play in any really hot environments, you think, knock on wood, and they're really not going to play in any cold environments either.
Yeah, you have Cleveland in November, which could be like Siberia. Nah, it should be okay. And you finish at home with back-to-back games at Reliance Stadium. I like that an awful lot, and let's hope they mean an awful lot at that time of year.
Mark, you could go to Khartoum in the Sudan and come back and still not travel as many miles as the Texans are going to travel this year when they go on the road, but this has been Vandermeer's View.